Let's start with the budget. Talked with the governor earlier this week. She said paperwork flying fast and furious between her office and the legislature, offers going back and forth with counteroffers. How are negotiations coming on the budget?
That pretty much describes it. The governor's accurate. That's pretty much what's happening. We're going back and forth with offers, and I've been very pleased that everyone has worked very hard. I think we still have a ways to go before we're going to have a final resolution, but there are many agencies that we've already made decisions on and are closed out, and we're down to some of the big, tough issues.
Now, I know the state treasurer came out, I guess it was last week, and said another 2 weeks or so, and the general fund will be empty. Does that put any added pressure? Obviously, you all know what's going on. Does that make things better or worse, having that type of a statement come out?
Well, everybody's very aware of the problem that we're up against. You know, a lot of agencies also have accounts, so I don't believe that it shuts government down at that point in time. In fact, in my conversations with the treasurer recently, he shared with me that just recently the spending out of the treasury has also gone down dramatically. So he shared that it probably will be a little bit longer before we reach that point. But the governor has notified the agencies of our preliminary agreement on 08 and has asked them to stop spending the monies or to expect that certain monies will be reverted. So that action has occurred. So I think we're in pretty good shape in regards to 08. It's the 09 budget that we're trying to finish up now, and hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get it done.
I was going to ask you, I know you're not a betting man, but would you care to venture a guess on when it could be finished?
You know, I'm not going to jinx myself this year. I've tried to guess other years, and every time we've had good thoughts about ending soon, we've gone late. So, of course, we're hoping that we can get the session done in a shorter time this year, but it's a bigger problem than normal. So I just really don't have a good feel at this point for how long the session will go.
Some things that have passed earlier this week, the Senate passed and I guess has sent on to the governor a permanent repeal of a property tax issue.
A couple of years ago, the legislature, as part of a very large tax cut package, suspended the last state property tax for a three-year period of time. There's still one additional year left of that suspension. What the bill did that passed out of both the House and the Senate now, and it's on its way to the governor, would take that temporary suspension and make it a permanent tax repeal. So going forward, there would not be any additional, or there wouldn't be loss of any new revenue to the general fund as far as the fact that we're not collecting that tax right now. But it would make that tax cut permanent. And the reason for doing that at this point in time is with the economy the way that it is, there's just a lot of feeling that we need to give certainty to families and to business as they're looking at what their obligations are for the future in Arizona.
Also, I know opponents of this have said that this is not the time to do a tax cut. The state, as we were just discussing, has a budget shortfall and will have one for the next fiscal year. And they say this is just bad timing.
Well, that's a very fair point of view, because certainly with the shortfall that's coming up in the future, opponents of the making the tax cut permanent would have liked to have seen that money pop back in so it could be spent in the general fund. The other perspective, and the one that has been the prevailing perspective at the legislature, is that the tax revenue is not being collected now and that we need to provide certainty. As businesses are planning, they're going to come here, they're going to know what their obligations are as they're looking at. And certainly for families that are struggling right now in this economy, it's helpful for them to know what their tax burden is going to be.
A Senate committee has revived a bill that would allow the state to opt out of the federal No Child Left Behind education program. That appears to be on its way to the floor of the Senate for a final vote. It's already fully passed the House. What do you think about that idea? Because it certainly would cost the state some money to get out of No Child Left Behind because we'd lose some federal funding.
It also may save us a lot of money. No Child Left Behind has been one of the biggest burdens imposed by the federal government on the state that's been unfunded to the level of the demands. And in my own personal opinion, has really hamstrung our teachers in their ability to use creativity in the classroom and to be able to employ teaching methods that they believe are the best practices for their students. And so I think that's why you see such a strong feeling at the Capitol that we like the state having control of education, we like having our local school districts and parents having control of education, and we really would prefer that the federal government just stay out of it.
Talking about education, this week there was a bit of a dust-up over an ad that was thanking you for some education bills. Some people say that was a political ad dealing with your run for Congress. Those who ran the ad said, no, we're just thanking the Senate president for supporting education.
Well, I know that the ad was very well-intentioned, but certainly we had no knowledge of it. And I have issued, or will be issuing very shortly, a request that that be removed. You know, it's unfortunately that is drawing attention away from the underlying problem, which is the bill, and the bill itself will expand teacher performance pay across the state of Arizona. Right now, only 28 of our school districts have that opportunity through the Career Ladder program. And it's been an issue that I've had to deal with every year while being down here at the Arizona State Legislature, is either saving that program from being eliminated, and then also the districts who don't have the opportunity of access to it. And so we've worked very hard this year to come up with a plan that will implement a statewide performance pay plan for teachers. It'll be a couple hundred million dollars once fully implemented of new money going into teacher salaries. And so we're very excited about that. And unfortunately, what I think was intended to be a very, like I said, a well-intentioned effort to applaud what we've done here has become politicized, and I think that's sad. But certainly, as I said already, you know, we normally around here, if we get a nice little thank you note, that's more than adequate.
And I guess it is that time of year, or it is that season. The political season is in full swing, so there are no ways to avoid some of these things. And I was just handed a note. The school districts apparently are pulling that ad. So hopefully for you, the controversy will go away.
Well, and for them, like I said, I haven't spoken with anyone about it, but I'm sure that it was well intentioned. And you know, we certainly don't like the fact that it's clouding up the issue around the bill itself, which is with the intent. And that's where our focus needs to be, is on getting that bill through the legislature and getting it up and getting it signed by the governor.
It seems now we are seeing more and more bills heading up to the governor. I guess we are at that time of the session where things are out of committee. Things are really moving. What are some things that maybe the folks down here in southern Arizona need to be aware of that are about to head for final votes, be they Senate bills over at the House, House bills that are waiting for Senate approval that will be heading to the governor? Anything big we want everyone to know about?
A lot of the things that I'm working on right now and we need to be most concerned about, of course, the funding issues and things in the budget. We're working very hard as budget decisions are being made to make sure that Southern Arizona is being treated fairly. You know, there's always discussions about the universities and a lot of competition between ASU and U of A. And one of our goals is to make sure that whatever budget decisions are made, that those decisions are fair for both U of A and ASU. And there's a lot of decisions like that throughout the budget. A few other bills that we've been working on, the Education Military Compact issue, the Fort Huachuca Accommodation School issue, those bills are moving forward very well and should have a very positive impact on our military education.